you've talked about, in fact, you wrote an opinion piece over the weekend in which you talked about it's time for straight talk from America's political leaders from both political parties. Yeah. One of the things you refer to was, frankly, what Democratic presidential candidates, some of them, are advocating, and that is either decriminalizing people who cross the border and commit no other crime. In other words, saying it would be okay, it would be legal for them to stay in the United States. You're saying that's not realistic.
Judy, I'm afraid this is getting lost. Most Americans, and I know this from personal experience and from polls, most Americans want an immigration policy that treats people in a fair and humane way, particularly those who have been here for years, who are becoming de facto Americans, integrated members of society. They want to see us take care of the dreamer class, but they also want a secure border. And the other reality is that when we change our policy and we signal to people beyond our borders that effectively our borders are open and that you will not be deported unless you commit a crime, for example, the migrants will hear that message. It will be aggravated and amplified by the smugglers, and instead of 100,000 a month, we'll be dealing with 200,000-300,000 a month, and these overcrowded conditions will be even worse.
So continue to keep it illegal to cross the border. One quick thing I do want to ask you about,